Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Etam
Sayam Krishna
Chetam Arhasya Sheshatah Vadanya Sanshayasya Sya Chetana Hyupapadyate Etam
Tat Toje. To je moja sumnja, o Krishna. Molim te da je potpuno raspršiš. Niko osim tebe ne može odagnati tu sumnju. Smisa. Krišna savršeno zna prošlost, sadašnjost i budućnost. Na početku Bhagavad Gita, gospodin je rekao da su sva živa bića postojala kao osobe u prošlosti, da postoje sada i da će zadržati svoj osobeni identitet u budućnosti, čak i nakon oslobođenja od materijalne zapletenosti. Tako je već razjasnio pitanje budućnosti osobenog živog bića. Arjuna sada želi znati kakva budućnost očekuje neuspešnog transcendentalistu. Niko nije ravan Krišni, niti više od njega, i takozvani veliki mudraci i filozofi, koji zavise od milosti materijalne prirode, mu nesumnjivo ne mogu biti ravni. Krišno mišljenje je konačni i potpuni odgovor na sve sumnje, jer on savršeno zna prošlost, sadašnjost i budućnost, ali njega niko ne zna. Samo Krišna i Bhakte, svesni Krišne, mogu znati šta je šta.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskacari Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadara Sivasari Govakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Oh Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Eh Hare Hare Rama Eh Rama 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 Eh Tanme Sangshayam Krishna Chetamasya Sheshata Tvadanya Sangshayasya Asya Chetana Shupapatyate This is my doubt, O Krishna, and I ask you to dispel it completely. But for you, no one is to be found. The particular doubt which Arjuna places before Krishna is a doubt which is very much familiar to a person who is either starting the spiritual life or even a person who is in the beginning states of Krishna consciousness.
Arjuna sumnja koju predstavlja, koju iznosi pred Krishna je u stvari jako slična, slična je onoj sumnji koju ima osoba koja započinje sve sa Krišna ili tek na početku.
Arjuna is thinking very much about his own future in spiritual life.
Arjuna jako puno razmišlja o svojoj budućnosti u duhovnom životu.
He thinks, okay. In the beginning, I'm very enthusiastic.
On razmišlja ovako, okay, na početku sam jako entuzijastičan.
But who can guarantee me that this enthusiasm will continue?
Ali, ko mi garantuje da će taj entuzijazam nastaviti da postoji?
And who can tell me what exactly will happen if it doesn't continue and I will fall down?
I ko mi može tačno reći šta ako se ne produži i ja padnem?
What will be my future then?
Šta će onda biti moja budućnost?
I have given up making a material career.
A napustio sam neku materijalnu karijeru.
And became a monk.
I postao sam monah.
And then what will happen if I have a different decision later?
I šta će se desiti ako ja kasnije malo imam sasvim drugu odluku?
This is a very difficult question.
I to je u stvari jako teško pitanje.
And only you, Krishna, can answer it.
I samo ti, Krishna, možeš da odgovoriš na to pitanje.
Please think about this question.
Molim vas, razmislite o tom pitanju.
Here is Milutin. No. Mila. Marumanga. How old are you?
Koliko si star?
17, 18.
17, 18 godina.
Now he is very enthusiastic for Krishna consciousness.
A recimo, on je sad jako entuzijastičan u pogledu svesti Krishna.
Okay.
Ne baš tako puno.
Milomir.
Milomir.
You are enthusiastic?
Ti si entuzijastičan?
So, here is Milomir.
Ovdje je Milomir.
He is very enthusiastic.
I on je jako entuzijastičan.
How old are you?
Koliko si star?
18.
18. Tako mlad.
So, but who can guarantee that when he is 30 years, he's still enthusiastic?
Međutim, ko može da garantuje da kad bude imao 30 godina, da još uvijek bude entuzijastičan?
People change.
Ljudi se menjaju.
That's human.
A to je ljudski.
And they make different decisions.
I donose razne odluke.
According to the time.
U skladu sa dobom, vremenom.
For instance, I know many of the devotees here in the crowd who thought they will never marry.
Recimo, znam neke bhakte ovdje iz Gomile koji misli nikad neće da se oženi.
Never!
Nikada.
And now, misli, misli, marriage, marriage.
I sada misli, ženitba, ženitba.
It is very human.
To je stvari jako ljudski.
To je život.
To je život.
So how, this is Arjuna's question. What will happen with someone who makes a decision for the transcendental path and then later he has second thoughts about it?
I zato Arjuna stvari razmišlja šta ako neko donese odluku da se bavi transcendentalnim stvarima, a kasnije su stvari predomisli.
Now there is now a difficult part in Arjuna's question.
I sad u stvari dolazi to težak deo Arjunov pitanja.
The difficulty is that someone makes a decision and then later it's difficult to move with another decision.
Problem je taj što neko donese odluku, a kasnije u stvari problem nastaviti i doneti neku drugu odluku preko te.
For instance, imagine Milomir would give up school.
Recimo, zamislite da Milomir napusti školu.
Just in theory.
Samo teoretski.
Yes. And then, later when he is 24 years,
i kasnije kada dođe do 24. godine,
he thinks, well, I want to still practice Krishna consciousness, but I want to become, let me say, a businessman.
On misli, ja i dalje želim da se bavim svjesnošću Krishna, ali recimo želim da postanem biznismen, poslovni čovjek.
But now it's difficult to become a businessman because he gave up school.
Međutim, sad je teško da on postane biznismen jer je napustio školu.
That's a dangerous situation.
I jako opasna situacija.
This exactly is Arjuna's question.
I to je upravo baš ono Arjuna pitanje.
What happens with a person who is enthusiastic for spiritual life but then turns around in the midst of it?
Šta je sa osobom koja je u početku entuzijastična za duhovni život, ali se onda u sred toga predomisli i okrene?
Arjuna asked, is he not double loser.
Arjun u stvari se pita da nije on u stvari dvostruki gubitnik.
He loses his spiritual life.
Gubi svoj duhovni život.
And he has also lost his material life.
A također prethodno izgubio svoj materijalni život.
Because he has in a young age made a decision and that decision barred him, you understand? Yeah. Barred him to take a certain development which is necessary to become a material success.
I u stvari on je u mladosti doneo određenu odluku i ona ga u stvari neki način uskratila to da kasnije u stvari postane materijalno uspešan.
So we have a dilemma here.
I ovdje postoji jedna dilema.
Do you understand this question?
Da li vam je jasno ovo pitanje?
The audience looked in deep silence at the speaker. Yes or no?
Publika gleda u dubokoj tišini u predavača, da ili ne?
The question is clear.
A pitanje je jasno.
Do you think it's a good question?
Da li mislite da je to dobro pitanje?
Do you think it has something to do with your life?
Da li mislite da je povezano na neki način sa vašim životom?
Ah. No.
Ne.
Some said yes, some said no.
Neki kažu da, neki kažu ne.
I think it has to do with everyone's life.
Ja mislim da to je povezano sa svačijim životom.
But I'm just one individual.
Ali ja sam samo jedna osoba.
So, anyways, let us now hear what Krishna says.
Ja da čujemo sada šta Krishna kaže na to.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha Patha Naiveha Namutra Vinashastasya Vityate Nahi Kalyana Kritkashet Dogatim Tata Gacha. The translation, please.
Svevišnja božanska ličnost reče: Pritin sine, transcendentalista koji vrši povoljne aktivnosti, nikada ne biva uništen, ni u ovom, ni u duhovnom svetu. Prijatelju moj, onaj ko čini dobro, nikada ne biva nadvladan zlom.
Zlom? I think we should also read the first part of the first section of the purport, please.
Smisa. U Šrimad Bhagavatamu 1.5.17 Shrinarada Muni poučava Vyasadevu na sljedeći način.
Chyaktva sadharamam charanam bhujam harer vajanna pakvo tapatetato yadi Yatra kvava batrama bhuta mushyakim kovata apto bhajatam svadharmata.
Ako neko ostavi sve materijalne planove i potpuno uzme utočište svevišnje božanske ličnosti, ništa ne gubi niti se degradira. S druge strane, abhakta može potpuno izvršavati svoje propisane dužnosti, a ipak ne dobiti ništa. Da bi ostvarila materijalne planove, osoba mora vršiti razne aktivnosti. One koje su propisane u spisima i one koje su uobičajene u društvu. Transcendentalista treba ostaviti sve materijalne aktivnosti radi napredovanja u duhovnom životu svesnosti Krišne. Neko može prigovoriti da se svesnošću Krišne može dostići najviše savršenstvo ako se proces sledi do kraja, ali ako se ne dostigne takav savršeni nivo, osoba gubi i materijalno i duhovno. U spisima je rečeno da se za neizvršavanje propisanih dužnosti moraju ispaštati posljedice. Stoga, onaj ko ne vrši pravilo transcendentalne aktivnosti, podlaže tim posljedicama. Bhagavatam uverava neuspešnog transcendentalistu da ne treba brinuti. Čak i ako bude podvrgnut posljedicama nesavršenog izvršavanja propisanih dužnosti, ipak ne gubi, jer se povoljna svesnost Krišne nikada ne zaboravlja i onaj ko tako deluje će nastaviti s tim čak i ako se u sljedećem životu rodi u niskoj porodici.
If he's lacking in Krishna consciousness up to that part you read, can I say that?
No, not until the end.
Oh yes, please read it.
A s druge strane, onaj ko samo strogo sledi propisane dužnosti, ne mora nužno steći povoljne rezultate ako mu nedostaje svesnost Krishna.
Yes. Dobro. Thank you. Namaste. So, here Prabhupada makes a very interesting point, and if you understand this point, you will be also saved from the dilemma of Arjuna.
I ovdje Šrila Prabhupada iznosi jako važnu pointu, i ako razumete tu pointu, bit ćete u stvari rešeni dileme koju ima također Arjuna.
Prabhupada says,
Prabhupada kaže,
that even a little advancement in Krishna consciousness is full of the greatest eternal benefit.
Šrila Prabhupada kaže da čak i mali napredak u duhovnom životu je u stvari puno najvećeg blaženstva.
Even if someone does not, how to say, complete the path of spiritual life,
čak i da neko ne ispuni do kraja taj put, duhovni put duhovnog života,
whatever he has done on the spiritual path is always with him. It's like it's a deposit in his eternal spiritual bank account.
A u stvari svako ko učini nešto na svom duhovnom putu, to je kao taj depozit kao na njegovom bankovnom računu koji ga prati, znači kao ulog.
And this deposit, so to say, is so strong that his life will always be auspicious.
I taj depozit u stvari, to taj ulog je u stvari tako snažan da on u stvari uvek ga prati u njegovom životu.
No matter in what direction he develops.
Bez obzira u kom pravcu on krene, u kom pravcu se razvije.
If a devotee completes the path of Krishna consciousness, then he is a winner.
Ako bhakta upotpuni i izgura do kraja put svesnosti Krishna, onda je dobitnik, pobednik.
But even if he doesn't complete, whatever little advancement he has made is good for him.
Ali čak i ako ne istere do kraja, čak i bilo koji napredak koji je načinio, to je dobro za njega.
Yes. Prabhupada used to tell us a story in this connection which illustrates the point very nicely.
Srila Prabhupada običava da jednu priču da u vezi s tim koja upotpunjuje naše razumevanje toga.
Once there was a saint, a svetac, who met a prince.
Jednom je jedan svetac bio koji je sreo jednog princa.
And he blessed him.
I blagoslovio ga.
May you never die.
Nikad nećeš umreti.
Then he saw a brahmachari, that means an ascetic.
I onda je ugledao brahmacharya, to znači asketu.
He said, may you die immediately.
I onda mu je rekao, bolje da umreš odmah.
Then he saw a hunter.
I onda je vidio lovca.
And he said, may you not live and may you not die.
Onda mi rekao, bolje ni da ne živiš, ni da živiš.
And then he saw a devotee.
Onda je vidio baktu.
And he said, it doesn't matter if you live and it doesn't matter if you die.
Nema veze da li živiš ili si umro, ili umireš, ili si umro.
Now those of you who were hearing and their intelligence was on full, they think, what kind of blessings are there?
I svi vi koji slušate i inteligencija nam je uključena, onda vi pitate se, pa kakav je to blagoslov?
I'm just thinking, from somewhere cold air is coming. Is it
blowing from up? Yes, from this window.
Wow, it's like death is on the neck, you know, so cold. Un momento. This cloth is very practical. You can do multifunctional dress.
What kind of neko praktična višenamenska odela?
Yes. So let me explain to you.
Idem objasnim.
The prince has a very nice life.
A princ ima jako dobar život.
Because he is born in a rich family, he can enjoy.
Rođen je u bogatoj porodici i može uživati.
But when after his death he will have to pay for every little enjoyment.
Ali u stvari nakon svoje smrti on mora da plati za svako malo uživanje koje ima.
Yeah, that's the karmic reaction.
To je karmička reakcija.
Do you know the disease called varicose veins?
Da li znate bolest koja se zove proširene vene?
It's a civilization disease.
Ne? To je civilizacijska bolest.
Do you know varicose veins? What is it? Thick veins.
Yes, yeah. Translate.
That comes from too much sex life in the last life.
To potiče iz imanja previše seksa iz svog prošlog života.
So for if you enjoy in one life, you have to pay in the next for it.
Ako uživate u jednom životu, u sljedećem životu za to treba da platite.
No one can take more than he is destined to take.
A niko ne može uzeti više što mu je, nego što mu je predodređeno da uzme.
And if you take so much more, then you will suffer.
Ako uzimate previše toga, onda ćete ispaštati.
Therefore, a saintly person wants to always live very simple. He doesn't want to take more than he needs.
I zato zapravo svete osobe, oni ne uzimaju puno, oni uzimaju samo onoliko koliko im je potrebno.
I personally can never envy a rich person.
Ja lično nikad ne bi zavideo nekom bogatašu.
Because he will be a poor man in his next life.
Jer u sljedećem životu on će postati prosjek.
If he has taken more than he has than is his share.
Ukoliko uzme više nego što mu je dodeljeno.
So the saint said to the prince, it's best you just live forever.
I onda je zapravo svetac rekao tom princu, bolje da živiš za uvijek.
Because you want to enjoy, just enjoy forever.
I pošto želiš da uživaš, uživaj za uvijek.
Now, the next person was this asket.
I sljedeća osoba je bila asketa.
He was the opposite of the king.
On je bio zapravo totalno suprotnost kraljevog sina ili princa.
He just always kept, you know, did so much strogost.
On je praktikovao tako puno strogosti.
No enjoyment.
Nema uživanja.
Just very strict life.
Jako striktan život.
So the saint said, for you it's best you die immediately and you just go to your spiritual destination.
I svetac mi rekao, bolje da odmah umreš i odmah i odeš zapravo u tvoje duhovno odredište.
These askets usually want to become one with Brahman.
Jer zapravo te askete žele da se stope, da postanu jedno sa Brahmanom.
Dissolve in the Brahma Jyoti and the great white light.
Da se stope s tim Brahmađotijom, velikim sjajnim svetlom.
So, this is your desire. You can go.
I onda je svetac rekao, ako to je tvoja želja, idi tamo.
Now the next one was the hunter.
I sljedeći je bio lovac.
Now the hunter does such bad karmic activities.
Lovac radi tako loše karmičke delatnosti.
That he is living a miserable life in this lifetime.
Da on živi bedan život u ovom životu.
And after the life he goes to hell.
I nakon života zapravo ide u pakao.
So the saint said, may you not live and may you not die.
I zato mu je svetac rekao, bolje ni da živiš ni da ne živiš.
The best for you is your life wouldn't be even existent.
A najbolje za tebe da ti uopšte ne postojiš.
Now he talked, now he gave a blessing to the devotee, which is interesting.
I na kraju zapravo dao blagoslov bhakti, što je jako interesantno.
He said, it doesn't really matter if you live or die, it's all the same for you.
Nije važno da li ti živiš ili si umro, to je za tebe sasvim jedno.
Because in this life you're with Krishna and in the next also.
Jer ti si u ovom životu sa Krishnom i u sljedećem također.
So it doesn't really matter.
Zapravo nema razlike.
You are always with Krishna.
Uvijek si sa Krishnom.
Now and then.
Sada i onda.
So if you think about this blessing to the devotee, you become very interested in Krishna consciousness.
Ako malo razmislite zapravo o tom blagoslovu koji dobio bhakta, onda u stvari postanete zainteresovani za svjesnost Krishna.
Krishna consciousness means that you make your connection to Krishna. And by this connection, Krishna is always in the heart.
I tom pomoću te veze Krishna uvijek se nalazi u srcu.
He is never separated from the devotee.
Nikada nije odvojen od bhakta.
The devotee never feels alone.
A bhakta se nikad ne osjeća usamljen.
He always is with Krishna.
Uvijek je sa Krishnom.
Once the spiritual master of my spiritual master's spiritual master.
Jednom je duhovni učitelj mog duhovnog učitelja mog duhovnog učitelja.
He was going in the dark night on a long journey through the jungle.
On je zapravo u sred noći krenuo na dugačak put.
And in this long journey, somehow he found his way through the jungle. No one could explain how he was able to just cross the jungle in the dead night. There's so many wild animals.
I on je zapravo prošao tu džunglu i niko nije mogao zapravo da veruje kako je on ostao živ zapravo na svom putovanju zato što je džungla puna tih zveri i životinja.
The devotees asked him, how did you travel this 25 kilometers?
I bhakti su ga pitali kako si prepešačio ovih 25 kilometara.
And he answered, one person was bringing me.
I on je odgovorio, jedna osoba me je u stvari ponela.
That was Krishna Madhu Mangal.
To je bio Krishna Madhu Mangal.
We hear these very nice examples of devotees who are inspired by Krishna.
Vidimo stvari jako lepe primere tih bhakta koje lično Krishna inspirisao.
And Krishna himself says that for a pure devotee, he is always in the heart and is never separated.
I lično Krishna kaže da se on uvek nalazi u srcu čistog bhakte i nikad nije odvojen od njega.
Krishna is giving his devotee even what he needs.
Krishna daje svom bhakti ono što mu je potrebno.
In guidance,
vodstvo,
or material situations.
Ili materijalne situacije.
Krishna is taking care of a true devotee.
A Krishna se brine o pravom bhakti.
Therefore, to become a devotee is never a loss.
I zapravo biti bhakta nikad nije gubitak.
I want to tell you another story from our tradition.
Još jednu priču ću vam ispričati iz naše tradicije.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, that's the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada, had one disciple who was a son from a very rich man's house.
Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, duhovni učitelj Srila Prabhupada, je imao jednog učenika koji je bio sin jako bogate kuće.
He was a son of a Saminda.
Bio je sin bogatog oca, znači Saminde.
Saminda is in charge of many villages.
On je bio zadužen za, bio je vlasnik mnogo sela.
And owns much land.
Ima jako puno zemlje.
He's a Großgrundbesitzer, you know, someone who really owns a lot of...
Zemlje posjednik.
Yeah, has a
vele posjednik.
Yes, has a lot of influence.
Ima jako veliki utjecaj.
So, this disciple was also very devoted to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
I taj zapravo učenik, odnosno sin toga čoveka, je bio jako predan Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati.
So, one day, there was a message in the temple.
Jednog dana je ostavljena poruka u hramu.
The mother of this disciple was dying.
Majka tog učenika je umrla.
The father had already died.
A otac je već pre toga umro.
And she wanted to see the son.
I ona je u stvari želela da vidi svog sina.
On the deathbed.
Na toj samrtnoj postelji.
So Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati told his disciple, you go there.
I Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati rekao svom učeniku, trebaš ići tamo.
After 3 days, a new message came.
I nakon 3 dana stigla je nova poruka.
There is my son.
Gdje je moj sin?
Please tell him to come.
Molim vas recite mu da dođe.
Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was very disturbed. Why? He has not come. I told him to come.
I Bhakti Sarasvati Thakur je bio jako uznemiren. On je mislio, zašto nije otišao kad sam mu rekao da ode?
And he sent his men to look for the boy.
I poslao neke svoje ljude da potraže tog dječaka.
And he was hiding where the vegetable was kept.
I on se zapravo skrivao tamo gdje se čuva povrće.
So they brought him.
I oni su ga doneli.
And he saw his spiritual master and paid his obeisance.
I on je ugledao svog duhovnog učitelja od poštovanja.
Why are you not going to your mother? Why are you so inhuman? What has happened with you?
Zašto nisi otišao svojoj majci? Zašto se tako nisi neljudski se ponašaš? Šta se dešava s tobom?
Then this disciple began to cry.
Onda je učenik počeo da plače.
Plačata, yes. Plačata. So much plačata.
Tako je puno plaka.
And he said, I know what my mother will tell me.
On je rekao, ja znam što bi mi majka rekla.
On her deathbed she will tell me, your father is gone. Now I want you to take the property of our family and just take care of everything, of all the villages.
On je znao šta bi majka rekla. Ona bi rekla, tvoj otac je umro i sada ja želim da ti u stvari naslediš svo to vlasništvo, svu tu zemlju.
And I know what that would mean.
Ja znam šta to znači.
I would not be able to prosecute spiritual life any longer because it's so much organization and management and
ja ne bih više mogao se baviti duhovnim životom, jer to je tako puno aranžmana, menadžmenta i tako dalje.
I would always, every day have to spend my whole day in another village and take care of the activities there.
Svakog narednog dana bi morao da provodim čitav dan u drugom selu i tamo sprovodim svoje aktivnosti.
And then he became really dramatic.
Onda zaista postao dramatičan.
After many, many births and deaths, I have attained your lotus feet.
Nakon mnogo života i smrti ja sam dostigao tvoje lotusova stopala.
How now I can give this up?
I kako sad da napustim to?
But of course I want to go to my mother.
Ali naravno da želim da odem svojoj majci.
I love her.
Ja je volim.
But when she tells me on her deathbed, you do this, how can I say no?
Ali kad mi rekla to na samrtnoj postelji, uradi to, onda ne bi mogao da je odbijem.
What do you have to decide?
Šta biste vi odlučili?
It's an interesting question.
Interesantno pitanje.
I was personally in the same situation.
Lično ja sam bio u sličnoj situaciji.
My grandfather was dying.
Moj deda je umirao.
He wanted to see me.
I želeo da me vidi.
And I knew he would tell me, give up spiritual life.
Ja znam, on bi mi rekao, napusti duhovni život.
And become a manager.
Postani manager.
Then I would never sit here in Beograd.
I onda ja nikad ovde ne bi sedao u Beogradu.
I would not have a dandu.
Ne bi imao dandu.
And not get prasadam.
Ne bi imao prasadam, ne bi dobio prasadam.
It would be very bad.
Bilo bi jako loš.
I would have had to say, da, grandfather.
Da sam rekao, treba bi da kažem, da, deda.
And then he would just say, do viđenja, jup, and go.
Ja da bi rekao, do viđenja i napustio te.
I personally think it would have been good if it is possible to make a compromise.
Ja mislim, lično mislim da bi bilo jako dobro kad bi bio moguć kompromis.
Go to the mother.
Otići majci.
And bring a brother.
Povesti brata.
Say, my dear mother, this brother, he will do it. He is much more capable than me.
Draga moja majka, evo to je moj brat, on je mnogo sposobniji od mene i on može to da preuzme na sebe.
And she would say, dobro.
And rekao, dobro.
Sing Hare Krishna.
I peo bi Hare Krishna.
And go back to Krishna.
I vratila se Krishna.
But it's an interesting question, isn't it?
Ali to je interesantno, zar ne?
The idea is that spiritual life is just so important.
Ideja je ta da u stvari duhovni život je jako važan.
Please misli a little bit.
Molim vas, razmislite malo.
Razmislite. Yes.
Razmislite.
Yes. you are an eternal soul.
Vi ste večna duša.
You are not this material body.
Vi niste ovo materijalno telo.
You have nothing to do with the role which you are playing now.
I nemate ništa, vi lično nemate ništa s ulogom koju trenutno igrate.
You have your eternal identity in the spiritual world.
Imate svoj lični duhovni identitet u duhovnom svetu.
And this human form of life is a possibility to leave this theater play of material illusion.
I ovaj ljudski oblik života je u stvari mogućnost da napustimo ovo mesto pozorišta, iluzije u stvari, teatra.
Even if you have to go to a new act in a new life,
čak i kad bi da morate ići u sljedeću delatnost, u sljedeći život,
whatever little advancement you have made in your spiritual life will never be lost.
Čak koji god napredak da ste načinili zapravo u vašem duhovnom životu, nikad neće biti izgubljen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Zar to nije predivno?
Isn't that inspiring?
Zar to nije inspirativno?
Shouldn't we give everything for this?
Zar ne bi trebalo da damo sve za to?
So.
Tako.
I feel people, because we are in Kali Yuga, people are not sufficiently intelligent to understand the chance which this human form of life gives them.
I mislim zapravo da pošto se nalazimo u Kali Yugi, ljudi nemaju dovoljno inteligencije da shvate zapravo poziciju u kojoj se nalaze kao ljudska bića.
And they really don't use it properly.
I zaista to ne iskorištavaju pravilno.
They think they are biological robots.
Oni misle da su biološki roboti.
There is no soul.
Da ne postoji duša.
No God.
Nema Boga.
Everything happened by chance.
Sve se odvija slučajno.
And it is so unspiritual.
I tako je sve neduhovno.
And they do not understand the full utility of the human form of life.
Ne mogu da shvate tu pravilnu namenu ljudskog oblika života.
I want to tell you a nice story.
Želim da vam ispričam jednu lepu priču.
Because tomorrow I will get into very difficult philosophy, but in the evening I talk simple.
Sada ćemo malo više govoriti, malo više filozofski, ali uveče želim ipak malo da...
Once there was a cool man.
Jednom je bio
cool man. Coal man. He was burning wood and making coal from it. Uh-huh. Köhler in German.
Da, jedan čovjek, ne znam, pravio čumur, ugalj. Ugalj.
Okay. What?
Ugalj.
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 No, not something. We need to have the right word. Okay. They burn wood and make coal from it.
On je zapravo, on je znači palio drvo i od toga je dobio ugalj.
Okay. Ugalj.
Yes. Yes, okay.
But because someone else said it to you, you wouldn't accept it because it didn't come from you.
Yeah, I understand now. Because it's okay. I understand. It was not clear for me.
Good, the ugalj.
Ugalj.
Yes. So, he lived a very simple life.
Živio jako jednostavan život.
Until one day, there was a knocking at his door.
Dok jednog dana nije čuo kucanje na vratima.
He opened the door.
Otvorio je vrata.
It's a big person.
Tu stajala jedna velika, ogromna osoba.
Very costly dress.
A imala jako skupocenu odelo,
But looked distressed.
Ali je izgledala uznemirenom, nesrećenom.
He said, I've lost my way, can you please help me?
On je rekao, izgubio sam se na putu, ako možeš da mi pomogneš.
I'm so hungry.
Tako sam gladan.
So the, whatever it is, the coalman gave him a full meal and then said, it's late, why don't you sleep in my bed?
I ta čovjek mu je rekao, ok, možeš, evo, sad ću te ugostiti, uzmi ručak i pošto je kasno, ostani tu da spremiš.
In the morning, the aristocratic guest woke up and was very happy.
I ujutru se taj aristokratski gost probudio, bio jako zadovoljan.
He said to the coalman, thank you very much, but can you please now bring me to the capital town?
Ja rekao, hvala ti puno, domaćin je rekao, i rekao je, da li možeš sada odvesti do glavnog grada?
And the coalman showed him the way.
I domaćin mu je pokazao put.
And then the big man said to him, please come with me.
I onda mu je taj veliki čovjek rekao, molim te pođi sa mnom.
And he brought him into the palace.
I odveo ga u palatu.
And everyone in the palace was going, our king is back, our king is back.
I svi u palati su klicali, naš kralj se vratio, naš kralj se vratio.
And the coalman noticed, oh, this is the king.
I taj čovjek je primetio, oh, pa to je kralj.
He was my guest.
On je bio moj gost.
So the king says, sorry, I didn't tell it to you because, you know, I have to be a little careful in my position.
I onda kralj mi je rekao, žao mi, nisam ti to mogu reći, jer moram ipak biti malo oprezan na svom položaju.
But I'm so satisfied, I will present to you now a forest of sandalwood trees.
Ali pošto sam jako zadovoljan tobom, sad ću ti pokazati šumu sandalovine, sandalovog drveta.
So, many of you are from Beograd.
A većina vas je iz Beograda.
And you don't know what a sandalwood tree
is. I ne znate što je drvo sandalo.
It's so let me say, so valuable.
Tako dragoceno drvo.
You can take one sandalwood tree and sell it to the perfume industry.
Možete uzeti jedan deo sandalovog drveta i prodati parfumeriji, industriji parfema.
And then the wood you can make nice furniture.
I od zapravo to drvo možete napraviti jako fin namještaj.
One tree can take care of all your economical problems if you sell it properly.
Ako pravilno prodate to jedno drvo, ono može rešiti sve vaše ekonomske probleme.
It's so valuable.
Jel tako, je dragocen.
So the king gave him this whole forest full and then returned after one year to see what was going on.
I kralj mu je zapravo dao na poklon čitavu tu šumu sandalovine i nakon godinu dana se vratio da vidi šta se dešava.
And he when he came he expected a palace instead of the hut.
I zapravo on kad se kralj vratio, on je stvarno očekivao palatu umjesto kolibe.
But he saw the same hut.
Ali vidio istu kolibu.
And he saw the same coalman with black face.
I vidio istog tog ugljara sa tamnim licem.
The coalman said, "Dobro došli, I'm so happy that you came. Can you please donate another forest to me?"
I taj ugljar rekao, "O, tako mi je drago što si došao, baš sam sretan. Da li bi mogao da mi doniraš još jednu šumu sandalovine?"
"Yesterday I burnt the last sandalwood tree."
Juče sam zapravo spalio posljednje sandalovo drvo.
"I made coal from it."
Napravio sam ugalj od toga.
And the king said, "Oh, you budalats."
I kralj rekao, "O, budalo."
"Budalo, yes." "Even if I give you gold."
Čak i da ti dam zlato.
"Or expensive cloth."
Ili dragoceno skupo odelo.
"From silk."
Od svila.
"You will just try to make coal from it."
Ti bi pokušao da napraviš ugalj od toga.
"You budalo."
E, budalo.
Yes, budalo. Yes. So, do you recognize the coalman?
A da li prepoznate tog ugljara?
Let me tell you.
Da vam kažem.
The king in this example represents the supreme personality of God.
U ovom primjeru, kralj je u stvari predstavnik svevišnje božanske ličnosti.
The sandalwood forest represents the human form of life and its opportunities for self-realization.
Sandalova šuma predstavlja ljudski oblik života i mogućnost za samospoznanje.
And the coalman represents some of us.
Taj ugljar u stvari je jedan od nas.
If we don't use the human form of life properly, but we burn it for sense gratification.
Ako ne iskoristimo pravilno ljudski oblik života, nego ga izgorimo za čulno uživanje.
Yeah, very budalot.
Ono su velika budala.
And we are very sorry to say.
Jako nam je žao da to kažemo.
This is about 95% of the population in Kali Yuga.
U Kali Yugi to u stvari to je 95% populacije.
They do what is done in all other life forms.
Oni rade isto ono što su radili u svim drugim ostalim oblicima života.
Working for eating, sleeping, seksualni životski, and defending.
Rade, jedu, spavaju, imaju seksualni život i brane se.
That is accepted in our modern times as a perfectly normal and acceptable lifestyle.
Zapravo u naše moderno vrijeme to je prihvaćeno kao savršeno, kao savršen način života, prihvatljiv.
Burning sandalwood trees to make coals from it.
Spaljivanje sandalovog drveta i pravljenje uglja od toga.
So therefore, Sri Krishna here says, a transcendentalist engaged in auspicious activities does not meet with destruction either in this world or the spiritual world.
Krishna ovdje kaže da transcendentalist u stvari ne gubi, ne bi uništen ni u ovom ni u duhovnom svijetu.
Please do follow this advice of Krishna.
I molim vas slijedite ovaj savjet Krishna.
Do as much transcendental activities as you can.
Vršite što više možete transcendentalnih djelatnosti.
Don't allow that Maya, the illusory energy, just deviates you from pursuing your Krishna conscious goal.
Ne dozvolite da vas Maya skrene sa vašeg duhovnog cilja.
Become strong in Krishna consciousness.
Postanite snažni u svesti Krishna.
Become free in Krishna consciousness.
Postanite slobodni u svesti Krishna.
And use the wonderful opportunity of the human form of life perfectly. Dilemma, huh? Big dilemma. So we have to see if we can solve it.
Treba da vidimo stvari da to bude rešeno.
Kako da rešimo? What are you doing, if I may ask, or is it a little you don't want to say, I can understand?
Ako mogu da ti pitam šta radiš ili je to tajna?
Yeah, filmski, televizijski, montažnički. Bildschnitt. Yes. I think I have the answer.
Mislim da imam jedan odgovor.
See, many times our we suffer because of a false dilemma.
Puno puta mi ispaštamo zbog lažne dileme.
And this false dilemma is very popular, unfortunately, in young in. So I can understand that you also suffer from it.
I ta lažna dilema je jako popularna i mogu da razumijem da ti također ispaštaš zbog toga.
There is a misunderstanding that I can only become Krishna conscious if I, for instance, live in the temple.
Postoji pogrešno razumevanje da ja mogu biti jedino svjestan Krišna ako živim u hramu.
Or if I have a certain lifestyle.
Ili ako vodim određen način života.
But according to Krishna's standards, this is not the prerequisite for being a devotee.
Ali prema nekim Krišnim standardima to uopšte nije neki preduslov da budete bhakti.
Krishna says we should to become a devotee we should do four things and if you hear these four things you will see that you can do it in any situation of life.
Krishna kaže da biste bili bhakta morate raditi četiri stvari, a te četiri stvari možete raditi u bilo kojoj životnoj situaciji.
One is to think of Krishna.
Prva stvar da mislimo o Krishna.
It's like a meditation.
To je kao meditacija.
Can do this by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and by reading in the scriptures.
To možete raditi tako što mantrate Hare Krishna maha mantru, čitati spit meditacije.
Can do this by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and by reading in the scriptures.
To možete raditi tako što mantrate Hare Krishna maha mantru, čitati spise.
Then comes the next step. I will say it in the end. So the third is to worship Krishna.
Druga stvar, da obožavamo Krishna.
That you could do by making a little altar at your home.
To možeš učiniti, uraditi tako što načiniš mali oltar kod kuće.
And doing a little worship in the morning.
I ujutru radiš malo puđe obožavanja.
Offer a stick of incense or flowers or offering your food.
Možda incense, cvet ili mudi ponudiš hranu.
And then is to be humble before God, that is offering obeisances.
I onda zapravo treća stvar, treba biti ponizan pred Bogom, znači odavati poštovanje.
That you can do by coming to the temple or even if you're in your own temple altar.
Znači to možeš raditi kada dođeš u hram ili čak kod svog kućnog altara.
But the most important thing of a devotee is the second thing, that is to serve Krishna.
Ali najvažnija stvar za bhaktu, znači ta druga stvar jeste da služimo Krishnu.
And here you might think, well, how can I serve Krishna as a Televitska, Montažnička?
I vi možete
sorry, I can't speak it so well.
Ti možeš da si pitaš kako ja da služim Krishnu kao taj televizijski montažer, filmski.
Televizijski,
filmski,
filmski
montažer,
montažski. Well, at the beginning, when you are young, it may not be possible to do something directly for Krishna.
U početku osobe ti si mladi, ne možeš nešto direktno zapravo učiniti za Krishnu.
But indirectly it's possible.
Ali indirektno je moguće.
For instance, you could support the temple some of with a donation. You could, for instance, give a regular donation to the altar so that the fresh flowers are there on the altar.
Recimo, možeš davati često donacije za oltar, tako da na oltaru bude sveže cveće, znači na taj način.
And later, when you could bring in, you can bring in your influence to bring Krishna conscious subject matter on the TV.
I kasnije stvari to će usloviti da taj tvoj uticaj zapravo se proširi zapravo, znači sve su Krišne i na tamo gdje radiš već u tom montažnom centru.
That's very important.
I to je jako važno.
You could do such wonderful service.
Možeš učiniti tako divnu službu.
Advise the devotees.
A da kao pozivaš bhakte da...
In other words...
Da, da savjetuš bhakte.
In other words, serve Krishna also with this directly.
Drugim rečima, služiš Krishna na taj način isto direktno.
So I hope in my answer I could clarify a misunderstanding.
I mislim da sam u svom odgovoru razjasnio to pogrešno razumevanje.
Your picture of standing with over the canyon, so to say.
Tvoja ta slika kao kada stojiš na razmeđu tog kanjona, pa ni tamo ni vamo.
The canyon is only existing in your mind.
Taj kanjon u stvari postoji samo u tvojom umu.
Not in the reality of life.
I on ne postoji u realnom životu.
You can be a devotee doing your activities.
Možeš biti bhakta i raditi svoje delatnosti.
In Beograd our movement is relatively young.
U Beogradu naš pokret je relativno mlad.
But in places where it's older like Germany this is fully established.
Ali na mestima kao što je Nemačka, to je sasvim razvijeno.
There is one Mataji, she's initiated by Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj, fully initiated, and she is working also in the TV.
Ima jedna Mataji od Bhakti Charu Maharaja koja je dobila inicijaciju, potpuno inicirana, i ona zapravo isto radi tako na televiziji.
And very, you know, we can't spread a spiritual movement by just bringing everyone in Chushtin Dioska number 17. This is not how a worldwide movement spreads.
I zapravo ni jako širok svetski širok i poznati pokret se ne širi na taj način što svakoga dovedemo u Chushtin Dioska ovdje 17.
That's a very poor concept actually.
To je jako siromašan koncept zapravo.
Imagine for instance a political understanding.
Zamislite samo političko razumijevanje.
If it would say well in order to have it you need to live in this address then only you can have this understanding.
Oni bi rekli da bi to ima mora živjeti na određenoj adresi, zapravo to je njihov način razumijevanja toga.
Would be a very small political group.
I onda bi, mi bismo stvari bili jako mala politička grupa na taj način.
Krishna consciousness is not a sector.
Svesnost Krishna nije sekta.
It's a universal movement.
To je univerzalni pokret.
The universal philosophy.
Univerzalna filozofija.
If you can practice these four things, then according to Krishna's own opinion, you are a full devotee.
Ukoliko slediš ta četiri principa, onda prema Krishnom standardu i shvatanju ti si bhakta.
Now you might say,
možeš ti reći sada,
okay, Sachinanand Swami.
Okay, Sachinanand Swami.
Then why are you not a manager for Krishna?
Zašto jednostavno ti nisi menadžer za Krishnu.
Why are you a sannyasi?
Zašto si ti sannyasi?
If it's all right to be in any situation in life.
Ako je u redu biti, imati bilo koji položaj u životu.
Preacher, believe in what you preach.
Propovednik, vere u ono što propoveda.
Otherwise we won't listen to you.
Inače, ne bismo te slušali.
We could say that.
Možemo reći to.
See, I'm attached to this style of life.
Ali ja lično sam vezan za ovakav stil života.
You are certainly a different person.
Ti si svakako drugačija osoba.
And you should have the slobodan to be a different person.
I ti imaš slobodu da budeš drugačija osoba.
What is good for me may not be good for you.
Možda ono što je dobro za mene, što ja smatram dobrim, možda ti ne smatraš dobro.
Because we are different persons.
Jer mi smo osobe koje se razlikuju.
And you will find out what person you are if you make more advancement in Krishna consciousness.
I ti možeš pronaći sebe, u stvari kakva si osoba, ako malo više napreduješ u svesti Krishna.
See, when I first became interested in Krishna consciousness, I wanted to become a famous musician.
Kada sam u početku bio zainteresovan svesnost Krishna, želeo sam da postanem čuveni poznati muzičar.
With a violin, like Bhaktivinoda.
Sa violinom kao Bhaktin Jelena.
That was my only dream.
To je bio jedini moj san.
But then I found out that I may have many ideas about music, but I just don't have the instrumentarium to put it into practice.
Ja sam imao jako puno ideja po tom pitanju, ali nisam zapravo imao instrument, tako da nisam mogao da sviram zaista, nisam mogao da praktikujem.
I always sing wrong.
Uvijek sam pogrešno svirao, pevao.
And you know, I'm not very brisk with the hands.
Nisam imao brze prste ruke.
And all I can do is dancing.
Sve što sam umeo jeste da plešem.
But I do it for Krishna.
Ali to sam radio za Krishna.
So this is we have to find out what we can do, what is our nature, and do that for Krishna.
Dakle, mi mora da vidimo šta možemo da uradimo, koja je naša priroda i da iskoristimo to za Krishna.
You might find out that your nature is something different than what you are doing at the present.
Možeš pronaći da je tvoja priroda sasvim suprotna onome čime se trenutno baviš.
But you may end up as the main editor of the Beogradski televizijski.
Ali takođe možeš završiti kao glavni urednik Beogradske televizije.
No,
ko zna?
It will come out when you continue with your interest in Krishna consciousness.
A to će se ispoljiti kada ti, ako ti nastaviš zapravo sa svojom svesnošću Krishna.
It will become crystal clear.
To će biti kristalno jasno kasnije.
So please don't suffer from this dilemma.
I zato molim te, nemoj ispaštati zbog te dileme.
It is not necessary.
Nije potrebno.
You can be a devotee like you are now.
Možeš biti bhakta kakav si sada.
And you look like a devotee.
Ako ti izgledaš kao bhakta.
Yeah. Often one sees you in the temple.
Često te vidimo u hramu takođe. Yeah.
There's great hope.
Velika nada je tu.
No problem.
Nema problem.
Hare Krishna. Good. Do we have any other question?
Da li imaš neko pitanje?
Dauji. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Pitanje je da li bhakta vidi direktno u srcu Krišnu ili njegov oblik paramatme, kao četvororuki oblik.
This is answered in the Brahma Samhita.
Taj odgovor je dat u Brahma Samhiti.
That says Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadeva. Hridayeshu means in the heart. Hridayeshu vilokayanti yang shama sundaram achintya gunasvarupam govindam aripurusham tamaham bhajami. It means that the devotee will see shama sundara or Krishna, the two-armed form, in the heart.
Taj sti govori da u stvari bhakta lično vidi shama sundaru ili dvoruki oblik Krishna u svom srcu.
But see, many times those who are beginners in the philosophy of Krishna consciousness distinguish between the two-armed and the four-armed form.
Ali kao što vidimo, zapravo puno puta oni koji su početnici u svesti Krishne razlikuju dvoruki i četvoruki oblik.
But it's the same Krishna.
Oni zapravo ne razlikuju, ali to je isti Krishna.
In different modes. Not modes of nature, in different ways of acting.
U različitim načinima delovanja.
Srila Prabhupada gave the example of the high court judge.
Srila Prabhupada je naveo primer sudije visokog suda.
In the court he's very strogi.
On je zapravo na sudu jako strog.
He says, this man has to pay 10,000 dinar to that man.
On kaže, ovaj čovjek treba da plati 10.000 dinara ovom čovjeku.
This man has to go into the prison for 20 years.
Ovaj čovjek treba da ide u zatvor na 20 godina.
This man, and so on and so forth.
I tako dalje.
But at home he is different.
Ali kod kuće on je drugačiji.
He eats potatoes.
On jede krompire.
And his wife says, Butalo.
I žena mu nalo po šamare, kaže, budalo.
And he says, Tada, Hishvinite.
Tada, Hishvini.
It's the same person.
To istá osoba.
In different modes of action. Ways of action.
U različitim načinima delovanja.
I'm sorry, this example is a little groovy.
Žao mi je, pošto je taj primjer malo grub.
But Krishna is the same.
Ali Krishna je isti takav.
He is in Goloka Vrindavan.
On se nalazi na Goloka Vrindavan.
He is in the heart of everyone.
Također je prebiv u srcu svačijem.
And someone who has that relationship to Krishna will see him like this.
I osoba koja ima odnos takav sa Krishnom, on to vidi na taj način.
When the wife, for instance, goes into the court,
kada žena, recimo, tog sudi ode na sud,
she is not afraid of the strogi person.
Ona nije uplašena te osobe koja je stroga.
He sees moj muž.
Ona vidi, pa to je moj muž.
And she comes, drink some tea.
Ja nam dođe, donesem i kaže, evo popi malo čaja.
Yes, so same. He sees, she sees her husband in the court in the same way.
Ona na sudu na istim očima vidi svog muža.
She calls him also the same way.
Ona ga isto zove isti na isti način.
Hey, Miri.
Hey, Mili.
She may not say it, you know, before everyone.
Naravno, ona to neće reći pred svima.
So we are devotees of Krishna.
Dakle, mi smo Krishna bhakti.
We will see Krishna in the heart.
A mi ćemo vidjeti u srcu Krishnu.
But only if our srce is čisto.
Ali samo ako je naše srce čisto. Čisto, čisto.
Čisto. What do you see now when you look in your heart?
Šta sada vidiš kad pogledaš u svoje srce?
Anarthas.
Anarthas.
Yeah. Coal mine.
Rudnik uglja.
Anyone else?
Or it's
quarter past nine already.
9:15.
I really think we should end here.
Mislim da ovdje treba da stanemo.
Međutim.
Međutim.
I want to invite you for tomorrow's morning class.
Želim da se pozovem sutra ujutru na jutarnju lekciju.
Because there I want to talk about very important philosophy.
Ili ću govoriti o jako važnoj filozofskoj stvari.
It's the very ancient question. You know, if we were once with Krishna, how could we ever leave him?
To je stvari drevno to pitanje, zapravo, ako smo jednom bili s Krishnom, kako to da smo ga napustili?
It will be the most interesting discussion which I have ever done.
I to će biti najzanimljiva diskusija koju sam ikada načinio.
Can you come?
Da li možete doći?
Or you have to, what, which time, huh?
U koje vreme?
7, when do we start?
7:30.
7:30.
50 minutes.
Or should we, Mahodari, should we maybe do this in one evening, maybe.
Ili možda da to
because you know our guests better. Maybe they have to Sunday morning sleep, you know, or be with the family and eat at the breakfast table. Aha. Why don't we do it Monday evening? I think it's better in the evening because Sunday morning one has to stay with the family and you know, social obligations.
Ja mislim da je bolje da to održimo, znači u ponedjeljak uveče, ujutru, nedjelju ujutru, svako ima neke svoje društvene obaveze s porodicom i tako.
At Sunday feast we will talk about another very important.
A na Sunday feastu pričat ćemo jednu drugu važnu stvar.
How to become free is the title.
Naslove kako postati slobodan.
Also important.
Jako važno.
And Monday evening we will have this very interesting discussion. I will choose a very appropriate verse and you will not believe your ears. So good.
U ponedjeljak uveče ćemo znači imati tu lekciju i izabraću odgovarajući stih i nećete vjerovati ušima, tako dobro.
I'm not extremely puffed up to say this. This is because I have prepared this lecture with many interesting quotes from Prabhupada.
Nije da sam kao da se naduo zbog toga, nego u stvari pripremio sam posebne citate Šila Prabhupada baš u vezi s tim.
Yes. So Monday evening, please bring your friends
I zato molim vas uveče
and your philosophy professors
svoje prijatelje I profesore filozofije
and most important bring your mind
I što najvažnije donesite svoj um
Sila Prabhupada ki jai Sisi Gauri Nitai ki jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol
Jai